This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that down. You may just want to give us a call. Hey, today, yet again, I choose to be a human being. Now, you may be saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? Do you have a choice? Oh, yeah, I do. I can declare to be whatever I want to be. I could declare to be a horse today, and you had better treat me like a horse, or I will take you to court. But I choose to be a human being today. And in fact, I'm going to go further. I want to go further. At first, when I woke up this morning, I thought, do I want to be human, or what do I want to be? I mean, I'm watching the way my dog lives. You know, yesterday was pickup poop day, and he watched me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that little rascal just sat there and went, And after this, you're going to feed me, you're going to water me, you're going to give me some love, you're going to throw me my soccer ball. And then we're going to do it all over again. Rinse and repeat, Kevin. So I could have woken up today and said, you know what? I'm going to be my dog today. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to take a dump, and I'm going to watch somebody in my house come clean it up. That's right. But I choose to be human today. I further choose to be a man. No, hold on. A straight man. Yeah, straight. Oh, I could have chosen a lot of things. I could have chosen to be gay. I could have chosen to be a man trapped in a lesbian's body, which I am a double lesbian. We've already determined this. And I am a member of the not gay, having come out, what, 6 years ago now? What is it? You guys remember? No, it hadn't been that long, right? 4 years? 4 years ago? Okay, 4 years. I came out not gay, started the NGMW movement, the Not Gay Man Woman Movement. We have our own flag. That's right, the NGMW. I'm going to make that big one of these days. I swear I will. I believe God wants me to do it. Yeah. Speaking of which, I came out Christian today. I could have, well, I didn't come out, but I'm declaring Christian today. I could have chosen lots of religions. Yeah, I could have. I'm a Protestant. I didn't choose Catholics. No offense, Catholics or Jews. Yeah, no offense, but I, or, hey, God forbid, the Allah forbid, the Muslims. No, I choose to be a Christian. I'm not done. I told you I chose to be human, and I chose to be a man, a straight man. I choose to be black today. Oh, don't go there, Dolezal. I could have chosen whatever I wanted. I'm choosing black just for the day. I want to try it out. You know, you got to kick the tires. So I'm choosing black today. I don't know. What are you going to choose? What are you guys choosing? Are you declaring today? Should I just make assumptions, or do you declare? Because, see, here's the way the world used to work. When I got up, my grandmother would say to me, boy, get your butt out of bed, make a bed, go get that room cleaned up. And I'd be like, what? Don't be talking to me like I'm some human black man, straight kid that you can boss around up in the hip. Yeah, yeah. In the old days, I didn't have to declare. People knew, but at least the ones who knew me, they knew me to be a Bible-thumping, God-fearing, gun-toting, America-loving, black human being. Okay? That's just the way it was. I don't know how it was at y'all's house. Maybe it was the same way. You know, taking away a few little tidbits here and there, a few adjectives to describe you, but I didn't have to declare. Yeah, flawed Christian. I woke up this morning and went, ooh, Kevin, you're a flawed Christian. But you know what? I didn't have the urge to chop off anybody's heads, you know, of non-believers, so I couldn't choose Muslim. And I vowed not to persecute the white man for his privilege despite my blackness. And also women? insurance, you're safe. I want no part of you. I've got four kids. I've got four kids. Three of them are grown, so I only have one that's in the house. He's enough. I don't want any more. No more women, no more cheerings. Anyway, that's my life. That's how I woke up this morning feeling. I don't know how you felt. I'm just curious. I'm only trying to inspire thought because you know what? We live in a time where you can pick and choose the things you want to be. It's a cafeteria style of what lifestyle you want to live. At least that's what the left tells me. See, when I get up in the morning and I start reading my messages and all the hate mail, Kevin, you coon, this, you black this, you Sambo, you stepping fast. And I think to myself, holy cow, these people don't even know what I've declared. Tool of the white man. What do you mean, tool of the white man? Today I could choose to be white. Somebody talking to me, you crazy men over on the ramp. That's not me. I'm a lesbian today. Isn't it funny how it works? See, that's the thing about the left. When they do stuff wrong, you don't know where to fire. Harvey Weinstein, how do you fire at a guy like that? Harvey, here's my suggestion for Harvey Weinstein. I know this may seem old news, but this is very appropriate for the time. Harvey should say he's a woman. Or he should say he's a Muslim man instead of a Jewish man. Things would change. The dynamics of Harvey Weinstein would change quite a bit. Maybe he should change his name to, you know, Ahmed Mohammed, who would be the Weinstein of Arab names. Ahmed Wajabi. Anyway, if he changed his name, if he became Muslim, they would look at him very differently. It's a cultural thing. Isn't that what they say in Sweden, in Norway, and all throughout Scandinavia with all this rape culture of the Muslims? I mean, come on. Look, ladies, they're culturally different. Don't be going around them. If you're raped, just you have to understand the way they're raised. Well, geez. Wouldn't we all like to live like that? Understand the way they're raised. So if I grew up poor in the hood, if I come to your house and, you know, steal stuff, don't report it. No. That's the way Kevin was raised. I just walk into Scandinavian's house and go, hey, where's your wallet, Sven? Shoot. Unbelievable. Look, there's a lot to talk about today. I joke about this stuff, but I really and truly, this is serious stuff. This is the world we live in now, crazy world of leftism, and boy do we have stuff to talk about. Manafort, in a strange way, is going to remain in the news for quite a while until the shoe falls on the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What I tell you guys? Welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show. What did I tell you? I told you this Weinstein thing is bigger than you think. I told you that. What did I tell you guys? I told you guys that this NFL thing with Donald Trump attacking the NFL was bigger than you think. Maybe you'll start to listen to me, the Kevin Jackson Show. You can get a hold of us anytime on demand, kjradio.com. And I hope you do, and I hope you pass these segments on. We cut the show 12 segments, 4 per hour over 3 hours, and then we give you the full show. You can get it by the drink, by the bite, or you can eat the whole meal. It's okay. But you'll start listening, because I'm telling you the truth up in here. I'm telling you how things really work in the leftist world. The double standard. I hope you get a chance to check out what I said earlier in the broadcast about the NFL and how I tied it so beautifully to Michelle Obama. You're going, Kevin, how could you possibly tie the NFL to Michelle Obama? And I did it. I certainly did. Go back and check it out if you want. Got a bunch of elitists. You know what you are talking about? When we talk about the left, you know what we're talking about, folks? We're talking about elitists who will never, ever learn. And you want to know why? It's a very simple concept. It's in one word, and I'm about to break it down for you. Are you ready? Y'all ready? in there? Should I give them the word now? Should I hold it? No, I'm going to give it to them. The word, my friends, is power. Power. The ultimate aphrodisiac. Power will get you money. Power will get you whatever you want. You don't have to carry a credit card. You don't have to have a bank account if you have power. Yeah, think about it. People ask me all the time, the only thing I would ever wish for, and I say, and it ain't wishing for more wishes. I said, I'd like to have the ability to change anybody's mind. That pretty much is power. It doesn't sound like it, right? I just want to have the ability to get whatever I want when I want because I can change your mind to do it. That is a powerful thing, isn't it? I wish for nothing more than power, but I put it in such a nice way that people are like, Kevin's so profound. Which that is profound. But I want to go back to power. The ultimate aphrodisiac. Women will chase money in a minute. They certainly will. But you know what women want? And I'm not trying to get all misogynistic here, because I'll talk to you about it from the other side if you want. You know what men like? They like seeing a woman be powerful. But they also like seeing her be a woman. But you know what women really like? And don't get mad at me, ladies, because I know I ain't telling you something you don't already know. Women love power. They love men who know how to wield power, too. They really do. Because it's part of our nature. They don't want you powerful where you're kicking the crap out of dogs and kids and stuff as you walk through the park. You know, they don't want that kind of power. They want power where somebody comes up to them and says, hey, yeah, I'm about to take your lady and do some bad things. And you go, really? I don't think that's about to happen, as you move your lady behind you and say, bring it. See, that's sexy. Ladies, they don't always tell their guys this, but one of the things that they do like, if you are an alpha male as I am, they want to know they're protected. And that's one aspect. You want to know what the number one thing is for relationships? Number one. I saw this the other day. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Your credit rating. They said a dude that's got good credit supersedes looks, funny, all of it. If you got 800 credit, the girls will flock. It's true. Boy, y'all look at me. Yeah, what's your credit rating? Come on, what's your credit rating? Do you know? If you're embarrassed to tell me, it's okay. I get it. Come on, y'all. I got to go back on the radio. You over 700? Okay, you got a good shot. Why you? You don't know? You don't want to know, right? Look, if your credit rating is over 700, God forbid it's over 800, you are a chick magnet if your credit rating's over 800. My credit rating's close to 800. It ought to be at 800. I don't understand why it ain't. I'll make a few phone calls. But I'm just saying, if you have good credit, that's the thing. That's become the new power. I can go, you know, a woman don't want to know if she's going to be with you and it's time to get a house and you're over there going, well, I don't know, we may have to. You can't even, let me tell you, there are a lot of brothers out here, and I'm not talking out of turn. They know I'm not lying. Can't even get an apartment. Got to get apartments, things co-signed. 40 years old, got to get people to co-sign. What? I mean, it's crazy. People want power. And here's the thing. Let's segue back to real power. The real power is with these politicos and these Holly weirdos and these people that we give power to. You know, the power of voice. They say something and we buy. We believe. That's what we do. If Kim Kardashian tweets on some shoes, there's a bunch of people that buy those shoes. They don't even know why. They're like, separate. Why? I must buy the shoes. I must buy the shoes. And they do. They call them influencers. You know, there's a website dedicated to influencers. You can make money if you can prove you're an influencer, and they will do affiliate marketing with you. I know this because I've been approached. They say, Kevin, you have power. I go, I don't have no power. What kind of power? That man got no... Oh, wait a minute. I have a little power. I almost went civil rights on him. I'm not lying. What you talking about? Black man got some power. Look at my... Yeah, it's about power. All this pedophilia, all this sexual harassment going on in Hollywood, it's all power, man. Have you seen, seriously, look at a picture of Harvey Weinstein. I criticized him the other day. I said, the dude looks like Shrek. You know who he's seen with? This dude has been seen with some of the most stunning women on the planet. I was watching like a clip of the Hollywood, you know, like the red carpet thing, and he was with a different chick every time. Like, woo, boom. And every one of them more pretty than the other. Thought I was at the Million Dollar Saloon in Dallas. You know, with a fistful of 20s. You know what I'm saying? It was like, what? Every one of them, you can bet, you know, got some issue with Harvey Weinstein. And the left knew it. I mean, how powerful must you be when you've been doing something for 3 decades that people, I mean, oh, look at the war on women, Donald Trump, how dare Donald Trump, and what about that Roger Ailes, and holy cow, that Bill O'Reilly, they got a few people to point at, and Trump isn't in the mix, to be honest with you, and there's this walking right by Harvey. Harvey's over there, you know, in the bushes with some young ingenue, you know, going, hey, and they're like, hey, Harvey, hey, how's it going? And Harvey's like, I'll be with you in just a minute. Give me another minute. Yeah. These people are dangerous, boy. They're dangerous. We talked the other day about California saying, hey, HIV, you give somebody HIV knowingly, but if it's not malicious, how do you knowingly give somebody HIV and it not be malicious? Oh, well. Just saying, it's crazy stuff. And the left, what's so shocking is this is their Waterloo, because they've pretended to be the, you know, paradigms of virtue, when in fact they're not. They're doing these things for their own self-interest and for that power.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I mentioned Donald Trump's assault on leftism and how well it's going, and you're backing him up. And he gave a speech recently, and I forget where it was, but he talked about all the things we're talking about, not standing up for the flag, making America first, and he just went on. He condemned all of the things that Barack Obama was doing with Obamacare and why he was dismantling it and DACA and all these other things, and how we have to get back to rule of law and get things back in kilter. And when people tell me things like, "Oh, it doesn't matter who's president," I say to you, look at the difference between what Barack Obama's done and what Donald Trump is doing, and then you tell me whether or not you think it matters who's the commander in chief. You look at what's going on in the conservative world where we are gaining a foothold back in all these different areas, and then you tell me it doesn't matter. Cultural war, civil war, is underway right now. It is bigger. It is far worse. It kills more people. It has killed more people and has a potential to kill more people than the civil war that was fought to free the slaves. And people don't notice it. How do you not notice this? The laws that are being passed. HIV in California. You don't have to tell anybody you have it anymore. They're trying to marginalize the gay lifestyle. I had some woman write to me, "I'm not following your work anymore. You're a homophobe." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And then she says, "An article you wrote." And I go, "What article?" I couldn't figure it out. So I wrote an article about HIV, you know, about cafe standards with cars and about black families and how that's killing people, killing thousands of black people every year. And what are we concerned about? What is the nation concerned about? The handful of cops that shoot a black guy, a bad black guy every now and then. And erroneously, which happens less than times lightning strikes. I'm just saying, then lightning kills. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, the number of times these things happen versus what is really happening in the world with black-on-black crime, crime in general, the things that leftists do that let people die, like these so-called gun control things, the number of abortions. I mean, I could go on at how leftists kill more people than anybody on the planet. And these guys want to come at you with, you know, "Look at this or look at that," their feigned outrage. It's crazy. So when we look at what you get a guy like Donald Trump who finally fights back and says, "You know what? Screw your nonsense, your leftism. You want to take a knee in the NFL? I want you fired." And what's wrong with that? You want to continually lie to me, lie on NBC about me, Jimmy Kimmel? I want to shut you down. And I'm not shutting down your First Amendment. I'm shutting down your ability to just lie with immunity. I mean, these guys lie for the sake of lying. So we have a warrior. Now you tell me, would you prefer the last 8 years or would you prefer this 1 year that you've had with Donald Trump? If you're listening to this program, for the most part, 100%, I know you prefer the latter, including you brain-dead moronic leftists who listen to this program. You're here for a reason. You want to learn, so I'm going to teach you. And I hope next year I don't have to call you a brain-dead leftist moron. But Donald Trump makes a difference. And the legislation that he's done, I went through some of the things that he's doing, and I didn't even get to finish the list. Let's look at that list. Let's see. I think I got down to number 25 or something. But here's some other things he's done. Created a commission on, talked about those. Giving power to states, let's see, unemployment. Created Women in the Entrepreneurship Act. He created an office for illegal immigrant crime victims. He reversed Dodd-Frank. He repealed the Department of Transportation ruling that would have taken power away from local governments for infrastructure planning. He ordered to stop crime against law enforcement. He didn't order to stop that. He ended the DAPA and DACA program. Essentially, he stopped companies from moving out of America by saying, you're going to get a tariff. He promoted businesses that create American jobs. He's encouraged the company to buy American and hire American. He's cutting regulations. Two regulations must be cut for every regulation that you want to propose. The national debt decreased by $102 billion in the first 7 months. $78 billion has been promised reinvestment from major businesses like Exxon, Bayer, Apple, SoftBank, and Toyota. He denied the FBI a new building. $700 million were saved with the F-35 renegotiation. He negotiated the release of 6 U.S. humanitarian workers in Egypt. Signed an executive order to promote energy independence. He worked with Congress to pass more legislation in the first 100 days than any president since Truman. And keep in mind, with that legislation, they got to dump 2 other pieces. He refused his presidential paycheck and donates it to veterans. He donated $1 million to Harvey hurricane relief efforts, and he's taken a tough stance on North Korea. And you could go on. This is not the complete list. There's many other things that have been added since then. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. The stance on the NFL and what that does to permeate business is ridiculously crazy, what that's going to do to business. And he'll stay the course. You don't have to worry about him getting wishy-washy. I talked about the idea that he has put liberals on Front Street with the Harvey Weinstein thing because he was willing to forego, or I should say willing to take the bullets on misogyny. So look at what's happened since then. Donald Trump has said, fine, call me a misogynist. Has he apologized? Has he said, oh, you know what? I don't want to offend the women. Women, I love you, and you're too, you know, I may lose you. No, he said, yeah, call me whatever you want. I got better stuff to do. And then what happened? They get exposed. These leftists find out, uh-oh, suddenly our guy's the guy. Do you think Trump's going to let them live this down? Let me tell you, right now, there are people in the Trump camp strategizing on how to taking Trump, the Trump's buttocks, perfuming it, and they're gonna give it away in Hollywood because they're going to rub the noses of the left into Trump's butt. And if he can't be there, here's the perfume. Yeah, I came up with that on the fly. What are y'all looking at? So, Donald Trump is doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's showing leadership. He's telling people the conservative way is the way to go. Whether it's trade, whether it's foreign policy, whatever it may be, we're going to be out there actively promoting. And the people who would dare do harm to Americans, to people abroad who want better lives for themselves, their families, and their communities, we're going to support them. And we're not going to do it willy-nilly. We're not going to deploy our military the way Barack Obama did. We're going to be very judicious in where we put our resources. That's what you want from a commander-in-chief. I love watching this guy work. Cultural Marxism. That's what we've been going through. Let me play this clip so you guys can hear it, because we need to discuss it in its entirety.
at least at the beginning, was a blistering indictment of the cultural Marxism of the last 8 years, the cultural Marxism of the Obama administration, of the cultural Marxism that is permeating through the media. You know, when we're talking about we're not going to stand up and respect the flag, when we're just trying to destroy the family unit,
right,
when religion is being suppressed in this country, the president
is religion being suppressed, though? How is it?
Well, I mean, he spoke to it with the Johnson Amendment. This is a long-standing thing. Where,
yeah, but that's a real serious issue, because if you don't agree with that religion coming into the public sphere like that, I mean, that's a
right.
public
Well, you can look
issue,
at our
right?
schools, for instance, you know, where prayer is not acceptable, where the Pledge of Allegiance in some cases, even as close as New Jersey right here,
yeah.
is not acceptable. So there is a coordinated effort throughout society at this point in time to tackle patriotism, religion, and the family unit, and the president spoke to that at the beginning of this speech.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't know who the guy was, but he was in Fox Business, and he nailed it. And that's why I keep telling you guys, I told you before, I said, look at the things that are being tackled, the things that we've been watching ourselves lose ground on. So the NFL kneelers. Can you imagine where we would be in that story if Barack Obama were president? Just ask yourself that question. What would we be talking about? Would there be more kneelers or less kneelers? You tell me. What do you guys think? More, of course, right? Yeah. These guys would be gaining steam. Black Lives Matter would be in the news every day, picketing and marching more and more, talking about this issue, but Trump squashed it. It's going away. It will go away. The left, you know, they'll keep certain things, but it's going away. I promise you. This guy talked about the destruction of the family. He talked about the religious oppression, and he says it's a coordinated effort, and he couldn't be more right. It's been a coordinated effort to go after capitalists, to go after the military. Think about what the NFL kneelers represent, the idea that you're slapping America in the face, you're slapping the flag, or the anthem, and the veterans. And Donald Trump was able to push that back on them and make them eat it. That's genius. Take that, Marxism.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Fellow with the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics. And I will argue, debate any point with any of the knuckleheads that want to challenge conservatism in any of the things that we've been talking about now. Circular, you know, I mean, it's so cyclic, it's sickening, for decades. And, of course, the one that we're talking about now is gun control. And every time there's a shooting, we talk about gun control. I'm talking about a shooting like this. There's never a talk of gun control when somebody accosts a regular person. And what about when we find out that that person has an illegal weapon? How many illegal weapons do we have in this country? I would love to see that number. The number of illegal versus legal weapons. And then I'd like to know how many crimes legal guns are involved in versus illegal. And then I'd like to know who is committing these crimes. I'm talking about political ideology. Not just, oh, it was a, you know, a lady to kill this dude or a dude to kill this, whatever. No, no, no. I want to know politics. I want to know color. I want to know all the stats that the left wants to regale us with when they want to get their way. And you all know why I want to know this. Because we know who's committing these crimes. I already know, look, I don't know the numbers, but I will tell you this. The number of guns that are illegally obtained and committed and used in crimes is astronomically bigger than the number of guns that are done, that are legal and used in crimes. Legal guns involved in crimes are generally crimes of passion or things like that. People don't, you know, I'm going to go rob a liquor store and take my gun with me, you know, my legally licensed gun. And, of course, the reason why I want to know the political affiliation of the person committing the gun crime is because I already know the answer. It's going to be a Democrat. It's going to be a leftist. If they're not registered, if you talk to them, they will tell you, I lean more to the left. If I were to vote, I would vote Democrat. And then I want to know the other stats. I want to know the ethnicity. I want to be able to say to you definitively that the far number of crimes committed with guns are with young black thugs. Now, I'm not trying to condemn young black thugs necessarily. If it turned out it was with Mexican bandidos, I'd be okay with that. If it turns out it's with white boys, I'd be okay with that. But let me make you a bet. If they do get you the numbers on gun crimes, who commits them, etc., it will be per capita, maybe outright, young black perps. Now, I also want to know gender, because they're talking about, well, we won't know one thing about the gun control issue. It's always going to be men. Okay, maybe so. But what kind of men? I want to know per capita, because if we're going to start dogging men, I believe they're going to have to start dogging black men. And I want to see leftists start dogging black men. See, if it turned out statistics were bad for black men, I tell you. And I dog black men. I don't mind dogging black men. Here's the problem. If I dog black men, I'm dogging myself. I happen to be a black man. Now, I don't commit crimes with illegal guns or with legal guns. I, for the most part, don't commit crimes, not anything I know of. So if I'm not committing crimes and I'm dogging black men, I want the problem solved. I don't want to be associated with a group that they go, well, Kevin, your propensity of your group is to commit more crimes. I already know that. That's why I work hard. I should say hard, not to be, you know, it isn't that I'm running from black men. It's that I don't want to be associated with a group where they go, he kills cops, he deals drugs, he doesn't take care of his kids. Now, I'm not. None of those things apply to me. I could shut up and just go, whatever. But I don't, because I don't want it to apply to my sons, who happen to be young black men. Except for one of them who's a boy, but he'll be a man one day. So let's force these guys. You want to be all statistical, Mr. Government? I would say to Donald Trump, use statistics against the left. They have demagogued statistics in their favor for decades. It's time we come back with this. That's what I say. But let's talk guns for a bit. The hard truth in mass shootings that do occur periodically, and we talk about the, quote, gun epidemic for a while. Only 98 deaths in 2016 from, quote, mass shootings. Out of the approximately 34,000 gun deaths that America suffers each year. Now, I don't know how many people die from cancer or high cholesterol or whatever, but I can tell you this. I don't see the left talking about banning, you know, if you serve trans fats, well, I shouldn't say that they aren't doing that, but they aren't taking a hard enough stance. I bet you more people die from, you know, fat heart disease or heart attacks or whatever than these gun numbers. But here's what's really interesting about the gun deaths, and this is going to put a wrinkle in the whole thing. Two-thirds of the 34,000 gun deaths come from suicides. Over 20,000 deaths a year from suicides, not homicides. So you take those 20,000, it's a little bit more, but let's just say 20,000, 14,000 deaths, mostly in Chicago, I'm just kidding, but a lot of them, 14,000 deaths occur at the hands of somebody else, a homicide. So if you look at those numbers, 14,000 deaths from homicides, and then you say, we go look at those statistics that I mentioned earlier. Who's doing it? What's the political affiliation? And what's the gender? What's the ethnicity of the perp, et cetera? That's what we're driving in on, this 14,000 deaths. Now, I asked the question earlier, do you think that Jimmy Kimmel or any, I think Rosanna Arquette, the other girl, one of those Arquette chicks, she chimed in and say something about the gun. Again, nobody giving any credence to the person behind the weapon. I haven't seen, most of these celebrities are like, they pretended. What are you talking about? It's the gun, man. If he didn't have that gun, he couldn't do it. Yeah, he could. The 20,000 suicides that happened in this country, if they didn't have guns, they'd do something else. Just the facts. Anyway, they said, this is what Bernie Sanders said, and I'll give a quote for him in just a second, but they were trying to get somebody on the left to take on the mantle of gun control. And in this article, they say this: any serious attempt to address gun violence at the source has to address the accessibility of handguns. But what you mostly hear from gun control proponents, even from the farthest left edge of the Democratic Party, are the more politically palatable but narrower policies for a stronger background check system and an assault weapons ban. It's not going to solve the problem of gun violence, not even close. And this person's correct. The overwhelming majority of gun violence, if you will, is in handguns. And it's illegal, handguns. They won't add that to it. It's not from legal. And the assault weapons, I've told you guys this for I don't know how long. The number of people killed with assault weapons is so minuscule. More people are killed by hammers. I always use this statistic because it's funny to me. I don't know why it's weird, but it is a weird one. More people are killed in bus accidents by far than in assault weapons. And with an assault weapon, it's crazy. It's exponential. It's hundreds versus thousands every year. But you don't hear a single leftist talking about don't ride the bus or how do we improve bus safety. They don't do it. So they say there's an opening for a Democrat willing to ignore the polling data, dismiss the fretting about gun-happy white working-class voters, suffer the wrath of the NRA, stake a claim as a champion of sweeping gun control. But there's no guarantee anyone will want to take it. Yeah, because anybody that would take that position is going to lose, and rightfully so. See, this is what I want to explain to you folks. People know deep down in their psyche when something is right versus wrong. The left won't touch this. And if we treat every issue like we treat gun control, they'll stop touching those too. This is the most stupid, specious argument amongst litany of others, but this one's one of the largest.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.